Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi guys, welcome back to the For Him podcast. Today I'm recording at the lake, so you might get to enjoy some sounds of some seagulls or some boats passing by in the background. We shall see. But let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about who God is. I just want to preface and start by saying that this is all up to my interpretation as a Christian and what I've learned in my walk with God or what the teachings are in the Bible or the things that I've understood in talking to other Christians. So, according to Christianity, God is the eternal, all-knowing, all-powerful creator of the universe. There is one God that exists in three forms, and this is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And I understand that this can be pretty confusing, and a good analogy that I heard that I like to refer back to help me better understand this is the analogy of water, in the sense that it can exist as a liquid, solid, and gas. So water itself, ice, and then water vapor, they're all still the exact same substance, just in different forms. So first, God the Father, who is the creator and sustainer of all things. And then there is God the Son, who is Jesus Christ and the incarnate form of God, who came to earth to save humanity through his life, death, and resurrection. And then lastly, God the Holy Spirit, which is God's presence that is actively guiding, comforting, and empowering believers. God is loving, God is just, God is merciful, and he desires a relationship with humanity as well as offers salvation to humanity through faith in Jesus. So to further expand, God the Creator, I found a verse to kind of go along with this, and throughout a lot of this episode, I will be referring back to verses, as there is a lot of wisdom that can be found in the Bible and be direct teachings of who God is. So in Genesis 1:1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth." So this verse is proof of God being the creator of the universe, and because we are a part of earth, we get to be a part of his creation and allow it to be a reflection of his glory, his wisdom, and his power. Going back to the Trinity, God the Son, God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, I found a verse to go along with this as well, and that is Matthew 28:19, that says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." A little bit more about who the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are. In parts, their character, their purpose, all of those things, so that we can have a better understanding of who God is as a whole. So the Father is seen as the protector, the provider, and the sustainer. The Son is Jesus Christ, who is seen as the Savior, the mediator between us and God, and the healer or the miracle worker. And then the Holy Spirit, who is seen as the comforter, the counselor, and the helper. All of these together make up who God is, and all in all, God is a transformer of anyone who believes in him and abides in him. In terms of God being all-knowing and all-powerful, which can also be referred to as omniscient and omnipotent, I found a verse to go along with this, and that is Psalm 147:5 that says, "Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite." And this points back to the fact that not only is God all-knowing, but he is also all-powerful. He is mighty in power and his understanding is infinite. In terms of God being eternal, which eternal means to have no beginning and no end, this can be found in Revelation 22:13 that says, "I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." I just think that this is so beautiful, that God is never ending, that he is always there, that he is the beginning of the world and he is the end of the world and all the things in between. And then him desiring a relationship with humanity, this is possible through faith in Jesus, as he bridges the gap between us and God that is caused by our sin. And I just find it so endearing how a God so perfect can desire a relationship with us as humans who are so imperfect. And I think that just speaks to God's character in itself. And that is the ultimate form of love. It is so unconditional. It is so forgiving. It is so patient and kind. And all that to say, God is love. And we as Christians are called to love God with all of our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. That is what it says in Mark 12:30. And that love can be fostered through prayer with God, or worshiping God, or reading scripture, or living a life that reflects his teachings, or all of the above. And then in terms of God being both just and merciful, this can be explained as he is just because he judges all people, in the sense that those who accept salvation receive eternal life or being with God, and those who don't accept salvation receive eternal death or being separated from God. But then God is also merciful, as despite being just, there is a key message in Christianity that salvation is given, not earned. It is a free gift that is offered to anyone despite of their sins. And as long as we repent and accept Jesus as Savior, that gift is offered to us. And that is the gift of salvation, which is the gift of all gifts, because we are all sinful. And in accepting salvation, we are freed from our sins. We are delivered from sins. We are forgiven for sins. And we get to be with God forever because of that. There is a verse in Ephesians that shows God's just and mercy, and that is Ephesians 2:4-5, that says, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." Amen. There's many ways that God reveals himself to us. There is general revelation, which is his creation of earth, of the heavens, the history behind that, and the nature of the world. And this testifies to the existence of something far greater than us, pointing to God. And then there is more special revelation, where God is revealed to us in more specific ways, such as through his word or the Bible, through his son or Jesus, and through the Holy Spirit. All of these offer us an understanding of his purpose for us and how to live in accordance with his purpose for us, and then also allow us to comprehend more of who he is and his character. So just some key points that I want to touch on, as I know I've said a lot and taken a few different directions and it can become a little confusing or feel like I'm talking in circles. So I just want to emphasize the fact that Jesus is the Son of God who came to earth as both fully human and fully divine. He is fully divine, as he was perfect and sinless, yet died for our sins, which is why he's worshipped as Savior. And then he is fully human, as he was living in the world and has an understanding of this, and because of that can relate to us and bridge the gap, not bridge the gap, bridge the gap between us and God. Jesus's death and resurrection are central to God's plan to restore the brokenness of humanity. And God is loving. He is such a loving God. He is loving enough to give us free will and the choice to choose him while he still desires a relationship with us, even as sinners. And this relationship is possible through Jesus, like I said. And then I also want to touch on the fact that there's always so much more to learn about who God is. God is so divine and God is never ending. And I learn more and more every day. I learn new things even in taking notes and writing down what I wanted to talk about in this episode. There are so many different ways that we can learn about God. And a very significant way to do this is through scripture. I used lots of scripture in this to describe who God is, as it's full of the direct words from people and prophets who are physically interacting with Jesus himself and therefore have the physical proof to show who he is and speak to his character. The truth of scripture has been proved in my own life, and that's why I'm so passionate to be a messenger of scripture and of who God is. So if you take nothing else from this, I hope that you take that learning about God and speaking of who God is pleases him and is therefore a step towards and for him.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.